Durkin reports.
Economists identify farmers who are also worried about retaliatory tariffs from those countries and what that means for their own soybean and corn exports. And it also underscores the challenges for low to moderate income Americans, for whom more and more of their take-home pay needs to go to essentials in the day-to-day economy.
New figures show more Americans are falling behind on their car payments. Michael Wallace has that.
In January, 6.5% of subprime borrowers were at least 60 days past due on their loan payments. Fitch Ratings says that's the most since it started collecting that data in 1994. The Federal Reserve of New York says the share of car loans past 90 days due rose to 3% during the fourth quarter, a 15-year high. With inflation driving up car prices and borrowing costs, more people are falling behind and having their cars repossessed.
We still don't know exactly what the president plans to do with the Education Department. Only an act of Congress can do away with it, but he may have other ideas. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
As we've seen with USAID, for example, there's a lot the Trump administration can try to do to dramatically downsize these agencies without Congress being involved, and then sort of letting the chips fall where they may legally.
Senator Chuck Schumer.
Taking a chainsaw to the Department of Education and undermining its mission to educate our next generation would be horrible for our schools, our families.
President Trump's negotiator Steve Witkoff says talks will resume with Ukraine and Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will be there Monday. European leaders held emergency talks today. They are worried about President Trump's talks with Russia's president. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Poland's president, Donald Tusk, talking about how the EU has to win an arms race that Russia started. And these words really are harkening back to something like a Cold War era mentality.
A privately owned lunar lander has touched down on the moon, although flight controllers in Texas can't confirm its condition or whether it's even upright. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
It's a very significant mission. It's showing that a commercial company can put payloads on the moon for NASA. They want to be able to carry customer payloads to the moon as a transportation service to lower the cost of lunar exploration and collect data at the same time that'll help their Artemis program when they hope to put astronauts on the moon.
On Wall Street, the Dow currently down 543 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th. And Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ICE rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather.
Bright and
and beautiful today. High temperatures flirting with 40 degrees and winds still a bit breezy. Clouds will be increasing tonight with lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. But I'll tell you, a warm-up surges in right in time for the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's Kurt Vollman with Diane Carlson, executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Always highlights some terrific performing arts and other arts activities in the community. And Diane, what do you have for us today?
Well, we don't always talk about fundraisers, but on Friday, there's a family-oriented fundraiser for a family-oriented event that I would just like to mention. Family Power Music is hosting a two-hour fundraiser at Star Roller Rink. It's going to benefit their Origins of Hip Hop summer event. So on Friday from 6 to 8, for just $20, which includes the skate rental, you can enjoy DJs, skating, and supporting one of summer's long-running and unique events. And the best place to find information about that is the Facebook page for Family Power Music. Facebook's got the current information on this event on Friday.
Okay.
And I know that there are a lot of arts events and great things happening in Racine County, so the opportunities to enjoy it all can seem limitless. So a quick self-promotion, inviting everyone to check out the community calendar on our website. It's got a comprehensive art event listing at www.racineartscouncil.org on the Arts Events Calendars tab. You can follow us on Facebook, look us up on LinkedIn, inquire on Instagram, follow and check out Racine Arts Council to always get the latest news on the Racine Arts events.
Or, you know what, well, let's just give everybody your home number. You're the person in the know. Let's just, maybe not, huh?
Let's just keep that one between the two of us, Kurt.
Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And as I said, she is the woman in the know. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. Turn around, come on, hold it.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Love you. Oh, love it, I think.
Ira Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Of course, you can hear all those timeless hits from the 60s and 70s all throughout the week. But then on Sunday mornings, it's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, there was Benny Goodman, there was Glenn Miller, there was Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Oh, we know it.
7:61. It's the Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight on WRJN. Now, I did not know this about that song, but it does not come as a surprise to me. That hunting song originally was sung in Zulu in what is now Swaziland, and it was originally titled Mabumbe, which means lion.
It's a beautiful together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me.
so happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
The Turtles and Happy Together on WRJN. Of course, the Turtles are going to be part of that Happy Together tour, which is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this year. Big fun. All right, WRJN is proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program, and every month we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. And we just made the big announcement as to what this month's Traffic Safety Commission's poster is. It's Highway Work Zone Safety. And you can check out details at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine County teen arrested for allegedly killing his mother Tuesday night was a student at Case. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The teen was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia. Police say they found the victim, who had suffered stab wounds, inside their home on East White Manor Court after the teen reportedly surrendered at the scene. The Eye reports that the Racine Unified School District has activated its crisis team and that they're offering support resources to staff and students. You can read more at RacineCountyEye.com. Two federal offices in Milwaukee County are among the 16 locations targeted for closure. The Food and Drug Administration office in Wauwatosa and the National Labor Relations Board office in downtown Milwaukee are slated to be shut down by the Department of Government Efficiency. Who's got the best burger in the state? Nominations are now open for the Wisconsin Beef Council's second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Brittany Merlot has more.
Pickles Bar and Grill at Hazelhurst won last year, and they saw a 530% increase in burger sales from April to June. So you have until March 21st to nominate your favorite burger from any Wisconsin restaurant. You get one nomination per person on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website. Then in early April, the WBC will reveal the Elite Eight restaurants with the most nominations. And a secret panel of judges will then head on a delicious journey to taste and evaluate the top contenders. And the grand winner will be announced on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
And beautiful today. High temperatures flirting with 40 degrees and winds still a bit breezy. Clouds will be increasing tonight with lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. But I'll tell you, a warm-up surges in right in time for the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, if you're on the near side of middle age and you feel yourself getting a little bit unhappier every year, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is it might get worse before it gets better, but the good news is it does get better, and you're not alone. A Dartmouth professor studied humans all over the world and found that all humans, regardless of location and economic well-being, experience a U-shaped happiness curve that hits its lowest point in the late 40s. So once you're past 47 or 48, you're on the upswing again.
Everybody look what's going on. your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children.
We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and high school sports. WRJN, big one coming up this Friday night. Yeah, tomorrow night it is Racine Park in action as they get into postseason tournament action. Pre-game at 6:30, tip-off at 7. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. You can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
I see a red door and I want it into black. No colors them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go.
Made by hand.
days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. By now, you have probably heard that the Racine Raiders football team going to be back on the air here at WRJN. It's been a few years, and we're glad to have them back with us. The entire 2025 schedule going to air right here, the home and away schedule. Pretty soon, we're going to post that schedule at WRJN.com. In the meantime, we'll keep you up to date on team news right up until the first game in May.
Brighten your home and save big money on Light Bulbs at Menards. Get a stylish vintage look, plus the latest in LED technology with Fight Electric Enhanced Light Bulbs. They provide vivid natural light. Save big money on a 4-pack of Fight Electric Enhanced Light Bulbs on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
And it's
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. And coming up, it's CBS News at 4. Plus, we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
737, come and daughter the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. More back and forth on tariffs. President Trump has delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month.
This is something that we have to do. There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big, but the countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
This is chaos. It's nonsense. It's not how you run any business, let alone the federal government. And the impact on states is immense.
It's still unclear what the president has in mind for the education department. Nancy Cordes reports his new education secretary likely has instructions.
He is going to order her, according to our sources, to do whatever she can to dismantle the agency without actually getting rid of it altogether.